everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wisdom Chat. I'm your host, Phil Holdsworth, and my wonderful guest today is Zoe Bishop. Hello, Zoe.
Hello. Hi. Great to be here.
Oh, thank you very much for your time and being willing to come and speak to little old me.
No, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I love connecting with people and chatting. It's, yeah just the best.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Just to tell our listeners about yourself, I know I would say you are an encourager. And I think we definitely need a lot more encouragers these days in terms of whether you're a business or an individual. I think particularly in businesses, particularly small to medium-sized businesses, it can be a lonely existence. And sometimes you kind of look out there and see how well other people seemingly are doing and then think, oh, Luminek, I'm not doing that well. And to have somebody like yourself come alongside and be that encouragement, to be able to see things and bolster somebody in that place is a wonderful thing. Zoe, how did you come to be this? And tell us a little bit about the journey.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so glad. Thank you for that intro, because I'm super pleased that you've introduced me as an encourager, because I do feel now as my business is evolving that is one of the key roles that, you know, I can play to support people. But it has been a journey, and it's like a continuing evolving journey, as, you know, anybody will know. So, just to share a little bit about, you know, my background, where I've been and what I do, and, you know, all the little different things that I'm involved with. So way, way, way back, I did a degree in advertising and marketing communications, worked in publishing for 4 years. Then I'm a big believer in keeping fit. I love sport. So I went back to uni to do a master's in sport management, which then led me to working for London Irish community team, and then following that, Fulham Football Club Foundation. And I think from that kind of point of view, and always in my career, I've always wanted to be like a kind of helper. I love promoting, you know, sport, being active, keeping fit. And so, you know, those two kind of key roles in sport were, you know, amazing for me, and I absolutely loved them. Then I kind of moved to national charity, Celiac UK, where I worked in their commercial team. So using, like, you know, all kind of my marketing skills and background, I worked on their catering training side. I actually delivered some of the training as well whilst I was there. So building loads of different skills. And I worked on selling advertising to gluten-free manufacturers and selling the accreditation scheme. And again, always at the back, it was for a charity. So I've always kind of had a motivation, I think, looking back now, and, you know, just wanting to kind of offer, you know, support, but kind of using marketing as the vehicle to do that. So then I turned 40 and thought, okay, you know, I've got two kids. I want to be really flexible. A friend of mine had been doing marketing consultancy for 4 or 5 years. She used to outsource a few bits of writing to me. So I kind of thought, you know what, I could do this. And this was August 2019. And so I'd handed in my notice. I was like, right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go 100%, you know, freelance. So I did that, had the first 3 months of the year, and, you know, it was going well. I had some good clients. I started to then get into Pinterest management, which was something new for me, and a new service that I could offer. And then I kind of lockdown hit. And yeah, that was a bit scary, as it was for the whole world, you know, kind of making that jump and then thinking, oh, what do I do now? But I was lucky enough to retain clients like during that time, and I also then had managed to get the most amazing business coach called the lovely Catherine Morehouse, and she then taught me loads about mindset, journaling. I also got an Inspire Now journal, which for those of you who know me, I talk about that a lot. I'm a brand ambassador for them. That kind of helped me, together with Catherine's journal prompts and mindset training, really kind of started to turn, you know, my world around. And she kind of, you know, working together, we got through COVID. She made me see how it's really important to work with the skills that you've been gifted with. And that gift to me, I felt, was writing at the time. So copywriting, yeah, or any kind of marketing copy, you know, where you can add value, whether that's LinkedIn posts, blog posts, case studies, anything with words. So then I'd niched down. I'd been gone from going kind of general marketing consultant to a Pinterest manager to then actually, no, it's not that what I want to do. I want to get into the words. And then, you know, over the past few years, getting into lots of positivity, gratitude through all the journal prompts, mindset, it kind of made me realize, you know, I also try and live really healthily, and I keep fit. I do HIIT sessions like every day. I play netball. So there was kind of all of this. I've always loved like learning about myself and trying to improve myself. And I've always kind of been there for, you know, for others. And I love that kind of, you know, the role that I can play, and kind of being a small business owner for the last few years, particularly in the times that we've gone through, I feel like I've learned a great deal, you know, the value of connection. And I've got to this place where I absolutely, you know, love wellness. I also started working for a very small charity called Renew HG1, which is just a well-being pop-up cafe. So it's kind of like everything, and the world was kind of telling me, like, well-being, wellness, Zoe, this is your space, this is where you need to be. So then I niched down and just started working just for well-being clients, and helping them, you know, with their copywriting, and just helping them effectively communicate with their target audience. And that's kind of, you know, where we've got to. But then, having learned so much, I've now kind of, I'm looking at how I can be more of a professional encourager, how I can use all these skills, you know, together with my marketing knowledge, and just be, you know, like you said in the intro, just be that person to encourage small business owners, you know, when maybe they seem as positive as they are, because, you know, you can always reframe a situation. And that's probably where we can go to talk about gratitude. And that was a very long-winded explanation of my life.
It's really important to understand who, you know, who is it who's talking, who are they, you know, what makes them tick, and why do they do what they do, and what exactly is it they do. And there is, you know, you've covered an awful lot. By the way, I will say a couple of things. One is, you don't look it age-wise. And
thank you. You're too kind.
But the other thing as well is, was I right in did I hear right when you said catering training?
I'm not a trained dietitian or anything like that. So Celiac UK have an accreditation scheme for caterers to gain their GF accreditation. So it basically just means that caterers can cater safely for gluten-free visitors. I was part of that team where we developed online training, we delivered face-to-face training. So I got to go to different, you know, parts of the UK to do that. So yeah, that was really exciting.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, when I talk to different people and ask them about their, not so much their life story as you know, their years from sort of starting work, their journey. It's fascinating oftentimes, you know, listening to the journey that each individual has been on to bring them to where they're at today. Now, talking about today and that whole thing about being an encourager, because you are, I mean, we've chatted before, we've met a few times, and I would say oftentimes I felt very relaxed with you, it's very encouraging even talking to you, because as a small business owner, and I'm saying this more for our listeners right now, if they are a business owner or they're working on their own, even within a larger organization, sometimes it can feel quite lonely out there. And when you're right in the middle of it, you can't always, as they say, see the wood for the trees. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can see everything that's going on, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. And just to have somebody come alongside and just be an encouragement to see something beyond what the individual sees, and be able to recognize, you know, those really good bits and draw them out, and just I think is vitally important, and especially in this day and age, because we know mental health issues are affecting a lot more people, and I think pandemic had something to do with that in terms of our lockdown and our isolation, and yet as human beings, we're geared to connect with one another. So when we don't have that, it's bound to have an impact on us. And as a business as well, when we've gone through the mill, really, trying to keep our business afloat and doing what we believe we're meant to do, sometimes it can be quite disheartening and discouraging. So I wanted to just bring that in, because there's two aspects here. We've mentioned the encouragement, and we could talk about what does that actually look like. But the other side as well, really important to do with our well-being, is this whole area of gratitude.
Yeah.
And people will go, you know, well, how does that work when I'm faced with lots of pressures and I've got deadlines and I've got this, that, and the other going on? You know, so just say a little bit about the encouragement side. What would that look like for somebody who right now is probably feeling a little bit under the cosh, to be encouraged? And then let's talk about the gratitude and how that can play quite a significant role in somebody's well-being.
Yeah, so I think it's like you said, yeah, the encouragement role, you are, and I think particularly, yeah, for small business owners, you can feel very much on your own. And sometimes it is just having someone there who's like impartial, because I think sometimes, you know, you can say, oh, you know, if it's your friends and your family, oh, they're going to say that anyway, you know, and they're going to say, oh, keep going, do this. But, you know, what I just try and do just with everybody that I meet is just celebrate the skills, you know, that I've seen in that person, and just, you know, tell them that they are doing a good job, and they don't need to continually compare themselves to others. I think that's one of the big things that I've learned personally, and people will probably hear me say this, but a lot, like one of my favorite quotes is, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think we are very much in that society, and you know, you are, as a small business owner, thinking, oh, hang on a minute, okay, I'm doing this and this person's very similar to me, but I'm not doing what they're doing. Why am I not doing that? Why are my posts not getting that? You know, so I think it's just about being true to yourself. And it is nice, isn't it, to have some encouragement. And that's where I feel I've been given a gift to. And I'm really glad that you've picked up on it, that it's, you know, to try and reframe things. And even when, you know, things don't go according to plan, I think this is where it ties in nicely with the gratitude, is you'll always learn something. And I kind of use this example quite a lot, but particularly when you are in small businesses, and you're going for pitches, or you're, you know, going for pieces of work, and you spend a long time trying to get this one piece of work, and then suddenly you don't get it for whatever reason. And suddenly you're just kind of left there. It's like, how do I manage this disappointment? But actually, sometimes it just takes someone to say, hang on a minute, what you have done, though, is you've done X, Y, and Z. You've got a presentation there. You've done this, you know, like, although the end result, and usually, you know, I have a great faith. So I'm a huge believer in what's meant to be will be. And so, you know, it's often about just thinking, okay, so this didn't, the outcome that I really thought was going to happen didn't happen. But actually, I'm grateful that A, I've met this person, or B, I've done, you know, something I've never done before, or There's so many things that you can kind of learn and be grateful for with, you know, experiences. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. And it isn't. And, you know, continually, you know, and it's not like I'm this perfect person either, that I never get down or, you know, but I think it's about, and I've learned to just, you know, manage disappointment, reframe things, and be, try and be grateful for what you have learned. And
I think just picking up on the point you just said a moment ago, sorry, with regards to, you know, what will be, and I know that you're not referring to you know, that sort of fatalistic thinking. You know, it's not from a negative point of view, because in actual fact, everything that we go through, there are things that we can learn from it. And there's a reason for it. And oftentimes I say to people, you know, you've gone through something that's quite challenging and you've learned from it and you've come out the other side, because there's always a way through to the other side. But have you ever thought that now what you hold is something that will be invaluable for somebody else who's going through a similar experience, or something that you have got something to say about, you know, and be an encouragement in? And I think, you know, when you're talking about the journey that you're on, you're constantly, like myself, there's not this I've arrived. It's a case of I'm on a journey and I'm still learning. What can I learn from this that I can take forward? And you know, am I going forward and repeating the same things and therefore I've not learned stuff? Or is there something that I can pick up from it? And sometimes we do need that fresh pair of eyes, don't we? And there's,
Yeah,
you know,
that's it.
somebody alongside us to be that encouragement and actually have the ability to say to somebody, by the way, or did you know, or, you know, or be challenging sometimes, but in an encouraging way.
In an encouraging way.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I've come across people. I had one person who said to me, he said, I'm a challenger. And I says, yeah, but the purpose of a challenger is to help people progress forward, not leave them in a heap after you've challenged them. I says, so that to me is not a challenger. That is just toxic.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're not steer clear of toxic people. Yeah,
And I
which
think, and picking your point up about, you know, comparison is a thief of joy. You know, that's really important to understand, because we are at times very quick to compare ourselves to somebody else. So say for example, we're in a networking meeting and somebody's talking about their business and how well they're doing, and you are there, you know, you feel like you just want to shrink and disappear into a hole because you're thinking, well, that's not my experience. But everybody's experience is important. And we're not all the same, are we?
No, we're not. And also, you don't see, and I guess this is like the argument behind social media in general as well, is you don't see what's behind either, which it's like, okay, so this person might be doing X, Y, and Z, but you know, at what cost? Or so I think you can't just judge it or on by what you see in front of you. And I think that's where it's important to be satisfied with the work that you're doing and think more about you, like, rather than against somebody else. So don't weigh yourself up against others. But you know, I try and, you know, oh, how can I get better? You know, like, what could I do for me? What do I, you know, need to kind of work on, in my opinion, not compared to others. And I think when you are a small business owner, that is a really hard thing to do, because you are so like, okay, but you know, I haven't done that, and oh, this new social media thing on, it's that quick thing, isn't it? To like, right, oh, I'm not on this platform. And one of the things I learned, you know, in marketing, and that I do tell my clients, is, you know, you don't need to suddenly, like, you know, change and be on that platform, like, right, you know, I used to have some clients who are like, right, I want to be on this platform, I want to be on that platform, I want to be on this. And I'm like, but what platform are your target audience on? Like, are they on that platform? And so you're very quick, and it's human nature, isn't it, to want to kind of just want more, like all the time, and be the same. And I think in society, it is getting harder because we are getting a bit obsessed with status and how we look. And that's not just in business, but,
That's anything in life, isn't it?
anything in life.
Yeah.
At the school
And
gates, all of, the
yeah,
people
yeah.
in life through the kids, and
And
all of that.
have you seen on LinkedIn? I mean, it's not just on LinkedIn, but one of the things that really kind of winds me up is the people who post, you know, 5 steps to achieve a million turnover, you know, and things like this, and listen to my story and learn from me how I became a multimillionaire and this, that, and the other. And it's like chasing after something. So you talked about status, but it could be chasing after finances. It could be chasing after, you know, just being liked and appreciated and so on. And it's almost like you're taking your eyes off what's really important for you. What is it that you should be doing? What is it that you bring to the table that can have a profound impact on another person without giving them, you know, these, it sounds a bit harsh, but fairy tale dreams of achieving huge amounts of wealth. Some people will, but there'll be other people who won't, and they'll walk away thinking, I'm a failure. And there's so much of that on social media, isn't there? And,
It's really hard. And also, but it's like that chasing the dream as well. Is I think, like I said earlier, I've never been motivated by money. Like, it's, and some people, would probably find that quite hard to understand, but and it is, it's a very tricky kind of, subject to talk about, and which you'll obviously know from being in financial well-being. But there's also, for me, it's not just about the finances, it's about every other area of your life too. And it's about a balance, isn't it? And trying to balance out that with, everything else. One of the massive reasons as to why I went self-employed was to have that flexibility to walk my kids to school and to be able to go. Like, just this morning, I went to watch us while we work and got to see my child's teacher in action. And that to me means more that I can do that and see that, which means more to me than, taking home £1 million at the end of the year. But it's, I guess it's hard to measure people's differences of opinions and stuff.
I know at the end of the day, we all have different values, different beliefs, different attitudes and relationships with, you know, whether it's money or status or, you know, whatever it may be. And no one person is the same. So when, I don't know, organizations and governments and people like this come up with a one size fits all, it never does. And it always disadvantages somebody somewhere because they don't fit that mold. And I think, you know, one example, there's lots of small businesses who lost out in terms of things like funding from the government because they didn't quite meet the criteria the government would put out. And so there's something like 3 million businesses that didn't get any support during the pandemic whatsoever. So for them, that would have been very disheartening. And especially when they've put their heart and soul into their work, they know it's right and they've had to close it down. Or it's just been a really, really tough and drawn out period of time where it's only now just starting to sort of come good. And so that's why there's so much need for encouragers, so much need
I think so.
for.
And just feeling, just trying to, I also do a radio show on Yawa Radio called Feel Good Friday. And that's what I try and do with that show, is just celebrate by playing some good music, celebrate wins. There's bits of gratitude in there, and it is, just trying to fill your day with some, happiness and, positivity, which, like, is just worked really well for me. It's something that I like to share with everybody who I meet.
I think to be honest, at the end of the day, we all need that positivity, don't we? And I don't mean just positive thinking. I must think positively. It's you know, for example, Yoa Radio specializes in sort of the well-being, the whole aspect of well-being. And so listening to it, there is you kind of feel like you've been uplifted when you're listening to the program. And that is the purpose of it, to give people something real positive and something encouraging to take away. So, and the part you play with the Feel Good Friday is superb, and I know it's sort of growing in a sense. With regards to things like gratitude, then, because we know gratitude is a key. There's a lot of scientific evidence to also prove how the body positively responds when we engage in gratitude, how it affects us physically, emotionally, psychologically, and even in terms of our relationships and, you know, our work and engagement, things like this, it has a profound impact. So tell me a little bit about why is gratitude so grabbed your attention and you want to focus on that?
Yeah, for me, in terms of my personal journey, I started when I got in the Inspire Now journal, they have like a daily page, and at the bottom of the page it says, you know, the things I am grateful for today. Yes. And that for me was kind of where it all started. And then, having been working with Catherine Morehouse, she, through her journal prompts, she gets you to not only think about what you're grateful for, but the three people that you're grateful for, and also the three things that you've loved about your day. So I kind of started there, and I kind of wrap it up in my whole day. So I'll do the two things that you're grateful for as part of my journaling prompts. In the morning, I wake up, like I said, I do have a strong faith. I wake up and I thank God for what, you know, I'm just so pleased to even get the cup of tea that I'm just about to have, or have a house, you know, that I love, that I'm in Yorkshire. And it kind of all started from the journal prompts and all of that. And then I read The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, and she talks a lot about waking up as soon and being grateful, like just waking up and thinking, I'm so happy to be here. And I think it's things like that just, for me, it gives you an intention for the day. And then what I'll do is do those in the morning, and then in the evening, that's when I do, you know, the three people I'm grateful for, and the three things I've loved about my day, and the three other things that I'm grateful for. So it's become embedded in me now. And I was asked to submit a piece of work for a publication through one of the other contacts that I've met, who's also really into gratitude, called Chris Palmore. He's actually called the Gratitude Junkie. So again, it's about these connections that you make with people. And there's, you know, I think if you go into networking with there's no ulterior motive apart from connecting with people, engaging with people, having conversations. So yeah, through that, he invited me to produce a piece of work. And then, lucky, you know, he was really pleased with it and said, can I feature it in my book? And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And within that book and within that piece of writing, I'd written something like, I'm blessed before I'm even dressed, like when I'm talking about as soon as I wake up.
And I've noticed that on like a poster you've got.
Yeah. So that's what I do. But the funny thing was, is I'd written this article, and I'm a writer by trade, and it was actually one of the easiest things that I've ever had to write, because when you write from the heart, I think it's a lot easier. And he came back and he was just like, Zoe, I love this, like, I'm blessed before I'm even dressed. And then I was like, oh, and my daughter was there at the time, and she kept just like saying it, blessed before I'm dressed. And then, you know, when you have that like light bulb moment, I was like, wow, this is something that I think could be really special for my business.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think that because of what you do, I mean, it's almost like you start your day in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people talk about, oh, I got out the wrong side of the bed or yeah. something like this, it doesn't matter what happens. It's if you're starting your day like that, then there's a number of things going on, isn't there? I mean, the body naturally creates its own chemicals that carry the signals around the body. So, for example, dopamine, that sort of happy drug, you know, that feel-good factor that people are wanting. In actual fact, to wake up and sort of show gratitude or be grateful, to find things to thank, in this case, God for, or yeah. you know, for whatever body, yeah. where anybody is actually at, yeah. to be thankful for. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank yeah. you, it's a brand new day. Thank you, I've got breath in my lungs. It's interesting if you think about, if you did that, and then think about the opposite side where you just sort of roll out of bed and
yeah, oh, I've got this meeting. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I've got yeah. to do this. And it is. And I think when you do start to kind of unpick all of that,
yeah.
you suddenly realize how much of an effect it can have on yeah. your day. And it's that thing. I think there's loads of memes, isn't there, with like, if you spill coffee or if you stub your toe, and like the difference, like there's two different ways you could be like, oh, this is so typical, my toe really hurts, I'm gonna have the worst day, or you can be like, oh, that really hurt, but you know, my toe's fine, it's not broken. And it just goes to show, like, I think, yeah, you know, like what the difference is of how your day like pans out,
yeah,
in terms
yeah.
of the two different choices that you can make. And you know, I think it's important to say that there are days when it you do feel negative, and I am not, you know, that I it's not like I'm immune to all of this, but
yeah.
just to try and be consistent and try and think of flip sides to things, like, oh, it's raining, oh, we're gonna get wet, you know, wet on the school run, but it's like, yeah. hey, it's fine, it's... I get wet, but I can change my shoes, you know, like yeah. I think that's what's happened to me, is that I do now naturally just try and switch things up, and I find myself like, you start to notice things a bit more, which again yeah. comes back to like the five ways of well-being. Keep notice, like, oh, look at these flowers, like when I do my daily walk, because I still do that, I always did that anyway, but yeah. and you just suddenly feel and see things yeah. that you might not have seen before.
No, and I'll tell you what, that something as you were talking that sprung to mind was the fact that if you don't, and you latch onto sort of a negative, you know, you're suddenly thinking, oh yeah, I've got that presentation to do today, I'm not looking forward to doing that. There is the potential there for that image to sort of grow to a point where you begin to catastrophize.
Yes.
And actually, I suppose exercising gratitude, which is challenging at the best of times, because yeah. you know, we're all faced with pressures in life.
Yeah.
They don't go away, they don't suddenly switch off, but it's the choice that we personally make, isn't it?
Yeah.
That I'm going to exercise gratitude. I said to somebody, you know, think of something positive about your day. Oh, I can't think of anything. You know, and then the moment they said, like, for example, I've said to people, when you say to me you're bad with money, why don't you say, I'm good with money when I use a calculator?
Yeah.
So I said, you turn it around. It's not like just positive speaking. It's actually helping you to see a different perspective
yeah.
in life. And sometimes it also keeps you safe from that catastrophizing
yeah.
that only emotionally and psychologically does us harm.
Yeah, spirals, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I suppose, you know, the impact of exercising gratitude has tremendous positives, and all of us, there's no exception, all of us can exercise that gratitude if we just dig deep enough and think. And the other thing I found about it is, as somebody thinks and they say, oh, well, I suppose I've been grateful for the fact that, you know, I've got a roof over my head or I've got air to breathe. And before they know it, they're suddenly reeling off a list of things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden there's a realization, oh, yeah, and I've got this to be thankful for. And suddenly creativity kicks in.
Yeah.
And so they're able to think beyond themselves and beyond their how they immediately feel.
Yeah.
And they can actually change the way they feel just by the fact that they're exercising that gratitude.
Yeah, and I think the other important thing to mention is the ripple effects of like gratitude. And when you can show your gratitude to others, and I think, again, going back to this busy world, this busy society, you know, it costs nothing to say thank you if someone holds a door open for you or, you know, lets you through or, you know, and it's been amazing a few times where I've, you know, I kind of instill this into my daughters as well. And I've got this just lovely story that I'll tell you about that. We were in, we're very lucky to go to Florida, Disney World last year have breakfast in the castle. And we had this lovely server guy called David, and he was just brilliant. And, you know, just, we had such a great time. And my girls were just like, oh, David, thank you so much. You're the best. And you've really looked after us. And you could just see the smile in his face, you know, and it doesn't cost anything, but what it means to that other person.
Yeah.
I just think sometimes you can't measure that. And when someone, you know, says thank you, you're like, oh no, you're so welcome. And it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it, like, that's, to me, is just something really special that you can.
It's precious, isn't it? And the thing is as well, all it costs us is a choice to say, you know, where people say, well, I don't need to say that. That's part of their service.
Their job, I know.
Yeah, it's their job, you know, and you're thinking, yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, somebody came to you and you're just doing your job and they just say to you, thank you for doing your job. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? And all of a sudden you're thinking, yeah, I would actually feel quite good. So it's that sort of knowledge that, do you know what? I can actually not only make a difference for myself, but I can also make a difference for somebody else's day.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really powerful. And that's why I'm a big believer in sending like thank you cards. But I was kind of brought up with that, but now I really love that practice, and it is, you know, to be the receiver of that is just such a special thing.
I think, you know, in talking with you, it does feel very kind of uplifting, because we're talking about things that often when you're listening to the news, you know, you can come away feeling really flat, deflated, frustrated, you know, your sense of injustice.
Yeah.
And it really sort of, for many of us, perhaps riles us, you know, when we hear certain things.
Yeah.
People getting away with stuff they shouldn't get away with. And yet, we actually have the power within ourselves to change that just by simply being grateful. Grateful not just for what we have, but grateful for the fact that I have an opportunity just to encourage another person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 100%. And I think as well, and you alluded to this earlier on, in terms of business, where we're all there in business and in a networking meeting, you could feel like, oh, you know, I've got some sort of competition here. And yet the way I approach it is, I'll be honest, I did start to think of some people I've met, lovely, lovely people, who I thought, oh, that, you know, it's competition. And then I thought, do you know what? I just need to go out of my way to encourage them.
Yes.
And I was interviewing a lovely lady last week on the podcast that went out last week. and oh no, yesterday, that was it, went out yesterday. And in a very similar field to me, doing very similar things in some respects. And I just thought, do you know what? I need to encourage her because, you know, she's doing a great job, great approach, and it's making a difference in people's lives. And not be afraid, oh, if I do that, will it promote them and actually nothing to
not
do with
me?
And actually, no. The end of the day, you just got to think, no, this is a value that I hold, and that is to encourage somebody else, even if we are in the same field. In fact, the need is so great that there needs to be more of us in this field.
Exactly. And I always think, I kind of go in with the attitude of like, there's enough work for everybody. Like, there is enough work for everybody. And in terms of the personality that you have, you'll fit better with people, and other people will fit better, you know, with different people. And that's kind of, you know, what makes the world go round. But yeah, if you just kind of embrace that, then I think the opportunities then that suit you will come to you as well. Yeah. It's kind of that thing of like, you know, you just give out, and then things do come back, and you don't give to receive, but you just like, I joyfully just, you know, that's why I like to encourage people, and just like to try and say, you know, you know, I say fire them with kindness. That's the best thing that you can do. Like,
brilliant.
You know, a lot of the time, you know, my girl's like, oh, this is happening. And I said, you know what, girls, if we can be kind all the time, like, you know, you're not doing anything wrong. Just shower people with kindness. You know, that's the best thing you can do.
And I think, as again, what you alluded to earlier on, as the fact that none of us are exempt from, as we were saying, the pressures of this life. And we will have down days. We will have challenging days. But we'll have really good days. And, you know, but also at the same time, you know, if we're willing to exercise it, and I have to speak to myself about this. I have to encourage myself in this way. If I'm willing to exercise that sort of gratitude and that willingness to encourage somebody else, that I will receive, may not necessarily be in a particular way I'm thinking, but I, as a person, I will receive something of real positive and of real value by doing that. And it can change, it can alter the course of my day. Just by being grateful and being encouraging. And that's exactly what you are, Zoe.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. No, it's been great. I've loved chatting to you. Yeah, I just love it.
I'm just thinking, in terms of you know, anybody listening to this who just feels like uplifted in some respects, would like to talk to somebody or talk to you, how could they get hold of you?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the best place. So my profile name is Zoe R. Bishop. And they can also check out my website, which is torchlightmarketing.co.uk. And there, you know, they'll find bits about my copywriting work, but also my values are on there, my collaborations I've done. I write lots of blog posts as well. I am actually on Pinterest, because I still do have a love for Pinterest. So I'm on there just as my business account. So you can just search up Torchlight Marketing.
That's brilliant, Zoe. I must admit, I've not really got the hang of Pinterest. So I tend to sort of focus primarily on LinkedIn. But, you know, it's like you said earlier on, it's where is your target audience? From a business point of view, where is your target audience? Where do they tend to go? And focus on those areas. But Zoe, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I would encourage anybody to make contact with yourself, Zoe, because you are an encourager.
Absolutely. And I love, yeah, please, please connect with me. Let's, you know, jump on a call. There's nothing better than just to have a chat. No, you know, there's never any hidden agendas. Yeah. It's just, yeah, let's chat about, you know, what you do and how I can encourage you.
As listeners, then, you know, you can get hold of Zoe on LinkedIn under Zoe R. Bishop, and you can also get hold of Zoe through Torchlight Marketing. Is that just remind me again, Torchlight Marketing, is it
.co.uk?
Great, thank you very much. So,
just lastly, you can also listen to me on a Friday on Yawa Radio. Feel Good Friday. So that's yawaradio.co.uk.
So if you like great music and being uplifted, definitely go to Yawa Radio. You will be encouraged, I can assure you.
Yeah, and if you are on LinkedIn, I do a Bless Before You're Dressed post at 7 a.m. every day. So that just gives you that permission to just stop. Be grateful for that one thing. You don't have to comment. Yeah. You don't have to like it. Just, you know, let it be what it wants to be for you and how it works for you.
Zoe, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you and all the very best going forward.
Thank you. It's been an absolute joy, Phil. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.